Hello there, Beatles fans. We're back. Yes, once again, we're back with the On This Day in History with the Beatles. So you can, you can sit back and take it easy, and we shall give you all the information you need to know in order to celebrate this particular day in history, November 28. And it's been, well, quite quiet, quite frankly, but we shall have a look. There was a concert at the Majestic Ballroom in Birkenhead. Yes, the Birkenhead, which contains Birkenhead Park, which is what Central Park was modelled on, indeed. 1962. In 1963, the UK release of I Want to Hold Your Hand, and this boy, I Want to Hold Your Hand, has sold at this point 950,000 copies in advance, a new mark and gold record. There was a concert at the ABC in Huddersfield, part of the autumn tour, the Beatles' autumn tour. What else has been happening?
Let's have a look at this. Well, in 1964, there were conversations in London, like, held by Gary Smith, Vic Lewis and Lester Gottlieb about a new American TV show. It was called Hullabaloo. John and George meet two members of the Miracles at the Crazy Elephant Restaurant, London. Isn't that like a cool name, like, you know, Crazy Elephant? Where are you going tonight? I don't know, I might just go to the Crazy Elephant, you know, like, sounds really good, you know. What else? 1965, in Studio One, this is part of the BBC, you know, the TV centre. But I think they're gonna sell it, you know, that building, the actual BBC TV centre. They're going to get rid of it, you know. They're going to sell it and move somewhere else, I believe. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard anyway. There was a recording of Not Only But Also. What else happened? Chris Curtis, this is in 1966, like, produced Sorry, and the next single of Billy J. Kramer with the Dakotas. That's a difficult one, isn't it? Gordon Bennett. In 1968, the Beatles, by this point, had sold 2 million copies of the whatever they were selling, and that's going really well. And in 1969, like, Cold Turkey, the fifth week in the top 28 Billboard. Top 28, isn't that like a funny number? Aren't they meant to be like top 10 or top 20 or top 40 or top 100? What on earth is the top 28? What if you get to number 29, you'd be gutted. Ah, well. And in 1995, like, there's a broadcast. It's the second part of the Beatles anthology in Chile. God, it must have been cold then, mustn't it? Like, you know, must have been in the winter. Premiere of Real Love in Chile. Right, so there you go. That's it for today on this day in history with the Beatles. There's not much going on, really. I mean, you know, it was okay, like, obviously stuff happened, but it's, I don't know, it's just like, I just don't know, like, you know. Oh well, I think that's it. I'll hand you back. Thanks for that. He's gone to have a cup of tea or something. Okay, well, that's it. That's your lot. That is On This Day in History with the Beatles for today. With me and the English program, you can contact us in various ways, but the best ways, I think, are email stevesradioshow@hotmail.com, and of course we also have the Twitter.com/EnglishRadio.